Oh, right. But Russia has to have more bits of it because he has the virus.
In order to help that, you have to go back one step. And that is easy. The person needs to recognize the enormity of the sakana of the problem he has in order for him to have betochen. Not having a problem and being relaxed is not betochen. That's just you don't have a problem. You first have to have a problem, recognize how big the problem is, and then you have betochen, then you can have menuchas and nefesh and yeshuva das. So one has to have an akor of the godless of the problem. You have to have more and more. The bigger the problem is, the more you have to relate to Hashem on a level where you have betochen that he can take care of this problem, no matter how big shkach the problem is. That's the important akudah here. That's the lomdus here. If it's a little problem, yeah, for sure Hashem can take care of a $50 problem. But a $20 billion problem, I don't know if I can have trust in Hashem there. You have to upgrade your appreciation of Hashem. That's how we got to the tzaddik and the rosha. We said that a rosha who has betochen, Hashem will take care of him as well. But the betochen that a rosha has to have is bigger than the betochen that a tzaddik has to have, because the rosha's problem's bigger. Because the rosha has a virus which would normally prevent him getting what he wants. And therefore, the betochen he has to be afilu ani rosha gomel. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite mercy will still help me. So he has to have a higher level of betochen than a tzaddik. That's how we ended off last week. Daf pei derech moshel tzaddik avotech b'shem sheishlach lo panosot. A tzaddik is betochen that Hashem will send him his panosa. Dayu im yakish HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachem al bruyos. It's enough for him to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachem al kol b'riyoyv. Hashem is rachamim al kol ma'asov. And he provides them with what they need. That's what you need to know. Hashem is rachamim. And he takes care of everybody. He wants you to be alive. He'll give you food. Aval harosh b'mashi yakir shekos bo mafanes kol chai. And you die. A Rosh who also believes that Hashem is Mefanes Kol Chai, it's not enough. The Mel Yedeken Yeh Libo Yibetuach Shal Kosh Boch Yifanes Gamoy Yisoy Lo Yikabel Klal Panosa. He's not going to get Panosa if he has that level of Betochen. She'en Zeh Betochen. That's not Betochen. She'en Yusod Bitchoyne Hu Ma'achish Shal Kosh Boch Hu Mefanes Kol Chai V'rei Hu Atzmo Chai Kamol Kol Chai Achim. אם כן רואי שגם הוא יקבל פנוס מקורש ברוך הוא, ואינו כן, שראי הוא ראש, ואינו רואי לקבל. Everybody gets fed. So I'm also going to get fed. So I have a token that Hashem feeds everything, he'll feed me. But if I'm a ראש גמור, or even a ראש not גמור, I don't deserve to be fed. למה אני צריך, למה מגיע לי אוכל, when I'm not doing the רוצן Hashem? I'm using the food that Hashem is giving me to do against the רוצן Hashem. How long would you feed somebody who was taking the money and using it to destroy your business? How long would you mavaze them for? I'm giving you money and you're using the money to destroy my business. I'll stop giving you money because lo magi lacha kesef. Again, one second. That's the rosha. That's where the rosha is supposed to be holding. Lo magi li. Aval imagi la kara gadoy le yosa. If he upgrades his appreciation of who Hashem really is. That Hashem gives, even Rishoyim gives them panosa. Even if you'll take that panosa and you'll use it to go against the Rotsan Hashem, you're going to use the koyach Hashem's giving you to beat up Hashem. He'll keep feeding you. That's a whole new level of appreciation of the godness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's rachamim. Then he'll give me also panos, not because my gearly, but because of Hashem's infinite rachamim. As vani shikabel, the Rebbe emes potach, and Hashem is potach in Hashem. But Rosh the Godel Yaisa, if he's a greater Rosha, if lo yaki Godel Roshosu, if yiftach bezesha, kodesh bochum, maitiv gam l'roim, ain't ze betochen maspik. He's going to have to upgrade, first of all, his recognition of how much of a Rosha he is, and then upgrade how much Hashem even helps even Roshem Kiyim. אבל אם יאקי גויל שוסוי ויאקי לאים זה שחסוד השם הם בלי גבול He's the biggest Rosh that ever lived. Biggest Rosh that ever lived. But Hashem has rachamim on him as well, because Hashem's rachamim is Ein Sof. He's over the worst of Averes. He's the worst Rosh. We'll see soon. We'll see soon from the Yalkut. Aval. The bigger a Rosh you are, not you, the bigger your betochen has to be. And just before you ask any questions, let's just see a halacha l'maisa case where this happened. Understand this case. Some of you might be tired of this case already. We've seen this yalkut many, many, many times. But it should never cease to amaze you. It should never cease to amaze you. Just like it should never cease to amaze you what's going on in the middle of a human cell. You just stop and think about what's going on in the human cell. You understand? You don't understand anything. Yeah? You just stop thinking about what's going on in a human cell. What's going on in a human cell, there's not enough paper in the world. There's not enough space in the universe to write down all the cheshbonos you need for what's going on in one nuclear cell, the nucleus of one cell. Not shaykh to write down what's going on in the bichlal. What's going on in the nucleus of one human cell is bigger than the entire universe. There's not a computer that could run for 10 to the power of 127 years. 10 to the power of 11 is already a trillion that could calculate the cheshbon is needed for just one protein fold. And there's billions of protein folds happening in the nucleus of one cell. Okay? So we don't understand that. So we don't understand how big Hashem's rachamim is. But have a look. And Rupinkus' explanation of this Yalkut is Nifla Venoira. If you learn nothing else about Hashem, learn this. Learn this Yalkut and understand it well. You're going to have to give me the English study. I'm sorry, there's words here that are too big for my, way above my skill set. Manasseh was a bad guy. Bad guy. He killed his grandfather, who was called Yishaya Hanavi. Says the streets of Yerushalayim flowed with blood when he killed Yishaya Hanavi's grandfather. His father, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, was the greatest tzaddik of all the kings. He was supposed to be Mashiach, but for one small little molecular issue, he couldn't be Mashiach. That's how great he was. Manasseh destroyed everything Chizkiyahu built. Chizkiyahu saw Baruch HaKodesh. Well, Manasseh was getting in there, for he stopped having children. He didn't want Manasseh coming to the world. We're talking about somebody with a track record of being a Rosh, yeah? And Basof, Manasseh got his, he worshipped every Avodah Zorah there was in the world. He put a pestle in the Heichel. Well, yeah, Rosh, Gomel. You don't get worse than that. If you think you're bad, you've got to do a lot more in order to upgrade your skill set to become like Manasseh. In the end, what happened to him? What happens to everybody like that? Let's learn the Yalkut. My Yasaru, also lo kamin mula shall the chayshes, but also it's in the kovim. When it's no la teicha, we tchili masikim tachtav. They put him in a big copper pot, or a bronze pot. They poked holes in it, put him inside it, and they made a fire underneath. And then it starts getting hot, yeah? That's normal, you know? Whatever. I don't know where they learned this trick, or whether maybe the Africans learned it from them. I don't know, but that's how they cook their supper. You put a guy in a pot, you put in some water, and you boil up the pot. I don't know what the holes were for. Excellent what the holes were for. Don't know. Maybe they didn't put water in. Maybe they just put the fire with holes, and it got hotter. I don't know. I didn't study the fine art of killing people. Well, they weren't going to eat him. They were just killing him. This was in Bovel. This was Melech Bovel that caught him, yeah? But given Tzarosai, Sarah, lo aniach avoyres elolim, ba'olam shelo iskiru. Salma palaniti shiyazmu, tselem pleini bo vatsileinu. He saw he was in big trouble, so he started davening to all his Avodah Zorahs. He was a master of Baal Avodah Zorah. He worshipped every Avodah Zorah there was in the world, and there are a lot. So he starts davening. Tell him this, help me. After he went through all the Avodah Zorahs and none of them helped him, he said like this. Zechor ani avi, mikra pasuk hazeh, betzalecha umutziyecha kol advarim haelu, Can you remember he had a Messiah from his father? That when all this Torah comes upon you and you'll turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you'll call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you remember it? You're going to do tshuva. And he said like this to Hashem. Listen to this. Listen to the lomdas. Im yaneinu mutov. If you answer me, very good. Vim lav kolaf fear shovin. He translates it as kolaf ponim shovim. And you come out and slam him. Lo aneinu b'tzoro kach klepim ayla chas v'chalila. Basically, what Menashe said to Hashem was this: if you answer me, then good, then you're Hashem. And if not, then you're just like all the other avodah zaras. Yeah, they have a kasha on this. You worshipped all the avodah zaras your life and you rebelled against me. So if they don't answer you, you're right, you've got a kasha. But if I don't answer you, there's no kasha. Why should I answer you? You're a Rosh HaGomel. But what was his taina? And the Malachim didn't get his taina either. The Malachim was so outraged by the chutzpah of this taina that they started closing all the windows, that the tefillahs go through windows, whatever. They were closing them so the tefillahs wouldn't go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam shamam itzelem ba'eichel. Flum yesh bo tshuva? Somebody who put a heichel, and not just anybody, the leader of Klal Yisrael, the king of Klal Yisrael, the grandson of Yishai and Novi, the son of Chizkiyahu Melech, who he put a tzelem in the heichel. He's got tshuva. Amalei Kodesh Baruch Hu, im einu mekablei b'tshuva, harei hadelet noile keneged kol balei tshuva. If I don't accept Menashe's tshuva, then the door's locked for all balei tshuva. The door's locked for all balei tshuva if I don't accept his tshuva. Masa Kodesh Baruch Hu, so what did Hashem do? Chosolo kemin chatira achas tachas kisei hakovod. He dug a tunnel, whatever this means, up to his kisei hakovod shelo v'shama tchinosoi. He heard Menashe's tefillah. Don't ask me why he needs to make a tefillah. Don't ask me what, if the Malachim close the windows, Hashem can open it. I'll teach all the kushas on this. I don't know. Well, he dug a tunnel so the tefillah would go up to his kisei hakovod. A big wind came and blew Menashe back to Yerushalayim. That's a yalkut. Now watch how he deals with this yalkut. What's Menashe's taina here? Menashe wasn't a fool, by the way. He's a big Talmud Chacham. If Hashem doesn't makabel his tshuva now, then it's a proof that he's like all the avodah zaras. What's that? Why is that a proof? Final. Kishemon kakol atzalam milo anu b'tzaroso. V'rayish ein b'mamash. All the avodah zaras didn't help him, right? So you have a right that they can't do anything. They're not worth anything. Kiu klapa ma'ala chas v'lim. So too, Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you don't help me, you're also worth nothing chas v'chalina. That's his taina, yeah. That's his hekesh. But in the doim klal, we got a big piecher on his hekesh, no? They're not similar at all. Shaisit zelam shekol chayv avodotam v'shtochavu lehem min areish yana b'tzarosoy. Those are the zoras that you worship your whole life and bow to them and put them in the base of mikdash and whatever. It's only fitting that they should answer when you're in trouble. V'mlo anehu. And if they don't answer your aunt, you see, they're worth nothing. Your whole life, Menashe, you were killing tzaddikim and nevim. You filled your shalim from one corner to the next with the blood of the tzaddikim you killed. When you remember what your father taught you, after you've done it all about the Zoras. But like, as Korah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you suddenly, you're in a real lot of trouble. You've tried everything, nothing working. So I might as well try Korah Baruch Hu as well. Yeah, we do that all the time. We all make our shtadlis, it's not working, so then you also make everybody shtadlis and you talk to Hashem. We do that all the time. But you can say to Hashem, you know what, you're right. I'm sorry, I was wrong. Forgive me. No. It's a tnayin of chutzpah. Listen to what he's saying. He didn't say to Hashem, I'm really sorry. You know, I realized, sure, what a fool I've been. I'm sorry. No, if you answer me, good, then you're a Hashem. And if you don't, then you're like all the other Zoras. But that's your tshuva. They're just setting up on Yom Kippur like that. And you got this whole list of avaras, and you're making deals with Hashem. Yeah, if you mechaper me good, and if not, well, then you're not worth anything. That's called tshuva. That's called hachno. You're humbling yourself. Charota, you know, zibasachet. No, making tithes. Therefore, it's fitting that he shouldn't be answered, correct? Show me a case of somebody who is more fitting not to be answered than now. Nothing to be answered. Nothing, nothing, nothing going for you, Menashe. What's your right that everybody's equal, that you and the Avodah Zarah is equal? So the cases aren't the same. How can you compare? Menashe said something very big here. Hashem was makabel what he said. Oh, listen to this. That's as if Pinkus is nifla. Shemayim makabeling is tshuvoso. Arayzi pneishu beroiv of a noisov over his gvula rachamim. What was Menashe's taina to Hashem? If you don't answer me, Hashem, you know why you're not answering me? Because my evil has gone beyond your ability to have rachamim. My evil is so great that even your rachamim can't have you, even you can't have rachamim on me. Comes out therefore, nimtza shel racham Hashem yesh gvul. Comes out that Hashem's rachamim has a limit. How big is that limit? It's massive, but it's still limited because it can't include something as evil as Menashe. But that means that your rachamim is limited. It's trillions and trillions of kilometers big, but it still has an end. So then what's it between Hashem and all the Avodah Zarahs? They limited and you're limited. Okay, you're a bit bigger than them. Maybe a lot bigger than them, but at the end of the day, you're both finite. The Mashaveh. The Gedolus Chesed B'Koyach V'Rachamim Rabim Yoyse or Ma'atim Yoyse. If the Rachamim's a bit bigger, it's a bit smaller. That's not a difference in the essence of what these things are. The one's just a bit bigger than the other, you know, like Avraham Avinu's Psalim. You know, the big guy with the hammer, he broke all the others. But at the end of the day, they're all just pieces of stone. One's a big stone, one's a little stone. What's the look? Well, let's finish. I thought you were getting upset about the hammer, Marshall. No. Oh, because that's what happened. Yeah, that's another story. Okay. What's it between Hashem and all the other koiches in the world? But ain't so bli taflis. Hashem's rachamim, by definition, his essence of what Hashem is that it's infinite. There is no limit to Hashem's rachamim. There's no rishus in the world that Hashem won't respond to because he can't not, because his rachamim is infinite. Now you have to do tshuva. If a person doesn't do tshuva, you're right, you're in trouble. But Menashe was doing some kind of a tshuva with the recognition of, if you can help me, Hashem, then you're mamash infinite. Then I can get hold of you. And even a person's drowning in Gehenna with chet and oven, imla gedulas chesod of a rachamim vein cheke vaday shiklu b'tshuva. Since Hashem's rachamim is infinite, so then if you do tshuva, you'll do tshuva and accept it. Nah, you're too late. Ain't the vak is it? Hashem is makabel. You're right. If I don't makabel him, that's okay, the whole, it's a contradiction to all musav of tshuva. You should all be dancing on the table when you hear this. Because no one hears worse than Menashe. Yeah? And we've all done chatoim and avoinus, but nothing like Menashe. Yeah? And all you have to do is do tshuva and Hashem's makabel because he can't not because he's infinite. His rachamim, his love, his caring for us, he's infinite. You should be dancing on the table, Rabbi Yisrael, even though it's not, even if it wouldn't be Zayin Adar. Terribly, terribly obligating because we get out of doing tshuva by saying, I'm such a rosh, how can I talk to Hashem? No more excuses. Okay, let's see how the Yetzer Hara's presentations. It was true. That's what Hashem said to him. When Menashe started davening this davening, then Hashem said, if I don't accept him, then I'm closing the door on tshuva. That means Hashem saw in that tefillah a tshuva. Okay, exactly what the 200, the Otpam, the details of the Yalkut. We want to learn one lesson here. The Yalkut needs to be learned, take out a Yalkut, but we're forcing to learn the Yalkut. There's one Nakuda you need to take out of this for yourself. There's no excuses for not doing tshuva because Hashem will always makabel your tshuva no matter how far you have fallen. Because you're not going to fall lower than Menashe. Because you're not big enough to fall as low as Menashe fell. If you think you can become a Rosh as big as Menashe, you're a Balgaiva. Because to be that evil, you have to be really big. We're not that big. We're little guys. So there's no reason. Hashem is infinitely merciful. What you get from Hashem, and when you do tshuva, is not based on you. It's based on Hashem's infinite mercy. Lo magia li klum, nachon. But Hashem, you're infinite, and your mercy is infinite. How infinite? Even Menashe did tshuva, and you were makabel it. Even the Malachim didn't get it, and the Malachim know how big Hashem is. The Malachim didn't get it.
The Rachim doesn't have a
gvul. No. Because to say that the Rachim has a gvul is kfira. Because it says Hashem has a gvul. Hashem's infinite. His Rachim is infinite.
I have
talked
about the previous point about how
our Russia needs more. Okay, so we should deal with Menashe and then you'll deal with that. No, we haven't finished yet.
I have a big fashion.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think it's your heart. I think it's your fashion. Why do we have to do that Shem's Rakhim on it? His din certainly is infinite. Because if his din was infinite, none of us would be here. Right? So why do we have to assume that he can regulate, he can't constrict attributes in this world, but in this world we constrict other things?
Who said he can't?
Right. He wouldn't be for infinite if we couldn't.
If Hashem's not infinite, again, once again, if Hashem, you agree with me that Hashem's infinite? Hashem's called Yochel. Yes, they do.
Well, how is Din?
Shnir, Din is also infinite.
Then I evaporate the second eye.
No, because he melded into it in a way that you don't understand. Rachamim. Go have a look at the
unit. Not infinite. Yeah, fit into it.
It is. That's you can't understand that. But forget about infinite finite.
The answer to everything.
No, no. Of course. What do you want me to do? You want to understand the infinite? Okay, but say that.
No, I want
to. You want to be a reformed Jew? No. One sec. What was
reformed Jew?
No, the serious of reformed. I've got your shnei shnei shnei. They're all infinite. Any bit of Hashem is infinite. One second. The Sherish of Reformed Judaism was people thought they could understand everything. What you don't understand, you just throw out the window. That's the Sherish the Chazanish said of Reform. Do you think you can understand everything?
Apple the way I understand an apple and orange.
One second. We know, we don't people who believe that the Torah is true. I'm not trying to convince you that the Torah is true. Don't get the people that know the Torah is true. Hashem said, he wanted to run the world with din, saw it wasn't going to work, whatever that means, and therefore he put in some rachamim as well. You understand that's impossible? It's not shaykh to have din and rachamim working together. They're mutually exclusive. They are contradictory, but MS. Din means you light a cigarette on Shabbos, you get zapped by lightning. Rachamim means we give you time to do tshuva. At the most simple level, yeah? You tell me how you get those two to work together. Impossible. The same way as Yedi and Bechira is impossible, and yet we know there's a thing called Yedi and Bechira. Nachon? It's impossible. Okay. So what do you do with Yedi and Bechira? You say, like the Rambam says, I don't understand. If you think you can understand it, you're arguing with the Rambam, because the Rambam says you can't understand. If you think you can understand Din and Rachamim, you know, if you go look at the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim, you know what's one of them? What's one of the Midas of Rachamim? Din! One of the Yud Gimel Mimas of Rachamim is MS. MS is Din. What's that doing in the middle of the Yud Gimel Mimas of Rachamim? Even Din is Shemesh in Rachamim. Rachamim starts and Hashem sees in order for me to have Rachamim, there has to be some aspect of Din. Because you have Rachamim without Din, for some reason that can't work. Din came after Hashem. Hashem invented Din, he made Din. Din is Shemesh, the root of Din is Rachamim. There's Din because of Rachamim. If there would be no need for Rachamim, you don't need Din. Din's not like, well, he's a nice guy and he's a tough guy. No, the tough guy, the Gvuri, is part of the necessity of having Chesed. Anyway, that's a side question. What you have to take away from this Yalkut, because it's Emes Lamito, with the way Rapikas is explaining it, is that Hashem's Rachamim is infinite.
I have another question. Why?
And it's not a stira that sometimes the father has to give his child a punch. That's because his Rachamim for his child is big. If you don't hit your child, you don't have Rachamim for the child. Of course, I love the child. Therefore, I've got to give him a punch. I'm not giving him a punch, and I'm loving him. And I love the child, and I want what's best for him. I don't want him to end up being a drug addict, so I give him a punch. It comes from Rachamim, of course. Hashem, Hashem, Kerochim, Vokhuzim, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, Ve'emes. If I don't love the child, why would I give him a punch? I'm not saying you should punch your children today. You don't know how to punch your children today, so maybe you should ask a shaila before you punch them. But if you know how to give a punch properly, for sure you should give him a punch. Not giving him a punch is a chorban, but today you don't know how to do it, so you're honest, so don't do it. Whatever, I don't know. You have to speak to the mechanch. Certainly don't hit your child if you don't love him with the kind of love that...
Another question.
If it's going to help us advance our appreciation and understanding,
I don't think that was a bad question.
No, I didn't say it was a bad question. I was wondering if the question is going to enhance what we're trying to achieve.
Tell me the answer or not.
Okay.
Why does Hashem refer to Menashe as a Baal Teshuva? Essentially, he equates him with all other Baal Teshuva. When it's true, he's trying to say this kid might not be genuine. How do we know it's genuine?
So who says my tshuva on Yom Kippur is genuine? I'm also just trying to save my skin. On Raya, the day after Yom Kippur, I'm back doing what I was doing the day before Yom Kippur. I can only do tshuva if that's the whole point here. Had Menashe done a serious, sincere tshuva, and his tshuva had been, I was wrong, you're right, I'm sorry, yeah, that wouldn't have revealed Hashem's infinite mercy. The revelation of Hashem's infinite mercy is because Menashe is really not doing a proper tshuva. He's making a taina with a t'nai. If you answer me, then you're Hashem. And if not, then you're like all the avodah zarah. That's called tshuva? No, it doesn't teach you to be chutzpah. It means even if you've reached that level of evil, don't run away from Hashem. Hashem will still be there for you. It doesn't say lechatchila you should behave like Menashe. Don't go out now killing grandparents and doing all stuff like that. Even someone who takes out a phone in the middle of my father, Tim will have Rachamim on and he can do tshuva. Not too late. Never too late. You can't. Even Menashe couldn't get away from Hashem. When he turned back to Hashem, Hashem was there for him. That's called tshuva. That's a meyachus. No, that's the whole point. From there, I extract enormous, enormous chizuk and happiness. Let's come back now to our subject. I want to get back to your question. Oh, it's 5:10 already. Wow. Menashe always gets me like this. Just like this, Menashe, all right, we'd have to deal with it again. What was your question just that ever? Because we have to finish off here what that has to do with what we said before. Just ask it so that I can process it.
There's so many sources that talk about how tzaddikim suffer in this world and Rishayim prosper. So if I became a Rasha tomorrow, I'd be like, Hashem's going to take care of me. He owes me. I know I'm going to be in trouble in the next world, but here I'll be taken care of. So I almost feel like I would end up having less mitzvah.
If your focus is on what you get in this world, you're right. Mm-hmm. If your focus is on I'm on a journey to the next world, then you're wrong. In other words, what do you want? You want this world or the next world?
Right.
So if you want the next world, then you're wrong. But talking won't get less. Okay. If you want this world, then you're out. Okay. You're setting yourself up before. Yeah, I don't know. I have what he says here. I don't know. Menashe, I guess, yes. Menashe was thinking about Olam Haba. Okay.